A reading for Audiomo from The King of the Beggars, written in 1938 by Sean O'Fuelan. There is but small respect due to the end of the old order of Gaeldom, to that 18th century collection of the dejecta membra of an effete traditionalism. There is respect due but to one man. We must respect Dan O'Connell, despite all his faults, all his mean lawyer's tricks, all his ambiguity, all his dishonesty, evasiveness, snobbery. Because he, at least, he alone had the vision to realise that a democracy could be born out of the rack and ruin of Limerick in 1691, out of the death and decay of antiquity. And it decayed rather than died, for it was rotting before it disappeared, and it stank before it was buried. He, a Kerry peasant, one of the people to be acknowledged and entitled the man of the people, took the beggars of Limerick and gave them a kingdom of the mind. All he said to them was that they were not a rabble, that they could, out of their own collective strength, make themselves into a nation. With his tall hat cocked on the side of his curly head, his cloak caught up in his fist, a twinkle in his eye, he became King of the Beggars. The dates merge. 1691. And he that came in the middle of the century after and won out by 1829. The dates merge. For less than 100 years after he had emancipated his people, this modern Ireland came into being. Yep, an extract from a book I have not read. Oh, that's all. That'll be enough for now. I'm just going to sleep. I wish you all a very good night.